the United States' opposition to a UN Security Council resolution on May 29 aimed at an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and cessation of Israel's actions in Rafah reflects its stance that such a resolution may not bring tangible change. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Algeria, representing Arab nations, presented the draft resolution after urgent discussions concerning Israel's operations in Rafah.
U.S. Deputy Ambassador Robert Wood emphasized a focus on securing a temporary halt to hostilities, the release of hostages from Hamas' October invasion, and pursuing a lasting solution.
The Palestinian deputy ambassador stressed the resolution's significance in halting Israel's offensive and ensuring a prompt ceasefire.
Despite hopes for a swift vote, U.S. opposition casts uncertainty over the resolution's fate.
The proposed resolution demands compliance with prior resolutions, emphasizing humanitarian access for Gaza's 2.3 million people. It condemns civilian targeting and infrastructure damage while reiterating the need for parties to adhere to international law. The resolution underscores the dire humanitarian crisis in Gaza, portraying it as a threat to regional peace and security, and demands Israel's immediate cessation of military actions in Rafah. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.